Seder on 158, Truma, let's go. Okay, the Pasuk says, B'yitencha ka'ochli, it's an expression like, who will give you to be like my brother? And he explains, Zehu ba'koshas k'netz Yisrael ha'kodesh baruch hos man ha'golus, the Eden, and the time of Golus, say to the Hashem, Shebizman Beis HaMikdash ha'yikayim, while the Beis HaMikdash was existing, the Eden were called brothers to Hashem, like it says, that the Eden are my brothers, my so on. And then it says, when are the Eden called the brothers of Hashem? In the time of the Beis HaMikdash. So during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the Pasuk calls the Yidin the brothers of Hashem. Now in the time of Golus, there's no Beis HaMikdash. So the Yidin come to Hashem and say, "Ha, halavai, we would be like a brother again." Okay, so we need to understand what does it mean, Beis HaMikdash brothers, and Beis HaMikdash no brothers, the Yidin are asking to become brothers. What does all this mean? So he says, "V'inyin." He goes off into the concept of the Kruvim. The Kruvim that were in the base of Migdash on top of the Odin says, each one, the way the Kruvim were made, there was face of two kids, right? And they were made up on top of the Odin facing each other. And he says, you should make two Kruvim, Kruvim Mikotzim Mizeh. One kruv on this side of the Yordan, one kruv on this side of the Yordan, and they faced each other. It says, the kruvim, what the kruvim look like, we'll understand based on what the Gemara says. There's two kruvim. One had a bigger face, and one had a smaller face. That's what the Gemara says. He makes Eve. So now the Pasuk says, Adumus Akisi Dumus Kamada Adam. On the throne of Hashem is an image of a person. Said Al Tabas and Sarah Lahovin are Ainle Dumus Aguf. Hashem has no image of a body. How can you say that there's a man right upstairs in Hashem's throne? That there's a man sitting on top of the throne. There's no image of Hashem. You can't have a person sitting on a crown and the throne. Who is the person that we're talking about on top of the throne? Is a level of Teda. Teda is called Adam. Why is Teda called Adam? Like it says, Zeisa Teda Adam, or it says Zeis Teda Sa Adam. The beginning of Parshas Chukas, the Torah says, Zeisa Teda. This is the laws. Adam ki yomos ba'ayil. That's the way the pasuk continued. If a man will die in a tent, you know, all the laws of purity of a dead body, that whoever is in the tent becomes. But bottom line is the Torah does say, Zeis ha'teira Adam. And then it says, ki yomos. But you can read it, Zeis ha'teira kama, Adam ki yomos. Or you can read it, Zeis ha'teira Adam. Or another pasuk he quotes says, Zeis teira sa Adam. Right? So you see, Teda is called Adam. How does Teda called Adam? How is Teda of Hashem called a man? Chazal say, "Call that Teda kula shmeitz of Shalakadosh Baruch Hu." The Gemara says, the Zayin says, Chazal says that every word of Teda is a name of Hashem. Every word of Teda, it says, "Call that Teda kula shmeitz of Shalakadosh Baruch Hu." And in Zaya, the 10 spheres are called Raza, the secret of Shema Kaddish of his holy name. In other words, it says, the Medrash says that all the words of Teda are the names of Hashem. And Zaya adds that the 10 spheres are called the secret of Hashem's names. What does all this mean? He's going a bunch of different questions, and then obviously he'll tie it all together. It's similar to the concept of a name, of a person. What's the name of a person? His name is Avram or Yaakov, whatever it is. The name is not relevant to your essence, so to speak. What's the essence of the person? Seichel emidah shalei. The Dalton Rebbe says in Paragim of Tani, what's the person? His seichel is midas. The name is not your seichel and it's not your midas. But it means shein shayochem be'gam kshu b'fnei atzmi, that the person can exist even if nobody else is around. If you're all alone in the world, you still exist whether you have a name, you don't have a name. It's totally irrelevant. As long as you have your seichel and midas. But a name, if you're the only one around, you don't need a name. It's only the external part of the person to be identified with somebody else, to turn. If somebody calls your name, you're going to turn. So what's the inyan of a name? The inyan of a name is not some, in other words, we're trying to explain what does it mean, the names of Hashem. Torah is the names of Hashem. The Sfiras are the names of Hashem. What does that mean? So he says, just think in the physical world, the person's essence is not his name. But the name is only to identify with somebody else. Even the highest level of Chochmah, of Atzilus. Have nothing in connection to the essence of Hashem. So very simple. Just like a person's name has nothing to do with my essence. If I'm all alone in the world, whether I have a name or not, I'm not any different whatsoever. Okay, what is the name? The way you identify with others. The same thing, all the spheres, even Chochmila, Chochma Vatzilis, the highest sphere, and the Midas of Atzilis, are nothing compared to the essence of Hashem. They're only the way Hashem begins identifying with worlds. In order for Hashem to identify with worlds, so now he has 7 names, 10 names. That's the way Hashem already identifies in the world of Atzilis. And now there's 10 levels, 10 different functionings. That's the concept of a name. And he says, Hashem himself is infinitely greater than the level of Chochmah. And the creation of the 10 Sfiris is what's called Raza Dishma Kadish, like the Zohar says, the secret of the holy name. It's only Bechina Sa'ara Ba'alma, Sheinigela Atzmos. So he says very simple. The concept of the 10 Sfiris is nothing to do with the essence of Hashem. It's the way only Hashem begins functioning, revealing himself and functioning in the world. In other words, when there's wisdom in the world, it's Hashem revealing his level of Chochmah. When there's chesed, gevura, whatever, kindness, or whatever it may be, that's the way Hashem is functioning in the world. But the essence of Hashem, just like a person, you know, the name is nothing. So the spheres of Hashem are only the name of Hashem, the way Hashem is identifying with world. The pasuk says, "Avaya in Chochmah." This revelation, like it says, "Ani Avaya hu shmi," is a level of Chochmah. Is a level of Chochmah. So he says, what does it mean, Avaya b'chokhma? The Zalter Rebbe explains in the end of the first part of Tanya, in the Gimel. Where does Hashem reveal himself? In the level of Chochmah first, Avaya b'chokhma. And then from Chochmah, it goes to the other 9 spheres. Why does Hashem, so to speak, why is Hashem able, so to speak, kaviyachol, to reveal himself in Chochmah? Because Chochmah is bittul. It's a dot. It's bittul. Nothing. So therefore Hashem, even though he's coming down into the world now, which is a limitation, but where does he reveal himself? In the most bittul level of world, which is Chochmah. Then once he's in that level, then it could come already down further into the other 9 spheres. Like it says in Tanya. Because like he says in the Parakla Minhei and Dagod, the expression over there is Hu Levadehu Ve'ein Zulasei V'Zel Madreges HaChochma. What is Chochmah? The level of only Elokus, because Chochmah is bittul. It's non-existent. So therefore, its existence is only Hashem. V'chein nikra Chochmah Adam. Therefore, Chochmah is called Adam. And it's called Adam Arishin. Or Adam Kadmah, Kireishis Chochmah Ksiv. So in other words, where does Hashem reveal himself first? Where is Hashem? In the level of Chochmah. So therefore, it's called Adam. Adama, similar. It's the level where Hashem reveals himself. It's similar to the manifestation of the neshama in the body. The original chayis that the neshama gives into the body, the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, is meir mislabish b'meichon shebirosh. Where does the neshama reveal itself? In the mind. Again, why in the mind? It's the most, it's the highest part of the person. So the neshama is in the brain. Then from the brain, the nerve center, comes the highest every limb according to its nature. So therefore, intellect is basically the primary highest of the person. Is in the head. From the head, it goes to the rest of the body. Just like in Sfiris, Hashem reveals himself in Chochmah, and from Chochmah, it goes to the other parts of the other nine Sfiris. Hashem reveals himself in Chochmah. From Chochmah, it goes out to the rest of the Sfiris. So, Kach, O Derech Moshul, Lemail, Shigili, Chloris, Ermein, Sal, Baruch, Nim, Shechom, Establish, B'Chochmah, initially, Elokus comes into Chochmah. Therefore, Torah that comes from the level of Chochmah is called Adam. In other words, Alter Rebbe is explaining why is Torah called Adam. Zeisa Torah Adam, Zeis Torah Sa Adam. Why is Adam called Chochmah? Why is Torah called Adam? He said because Torah is Chochmah Vashem. What is the first level that Neshama reveals itself? What's the first level where Hashem reveals himself? Is a level of Chochmah, the mind. So therefore, if Hashem, the initial place where Hashem reveals himself in the person is Chochmah, so therefore Chochmah is called Adam. Therefore, if Torah is Chochmah of Hashem, where does Hashem initially reveal himself in the world? In Torah. Therefore, Hashem looked into Torah and created world. Because when Hashem, in order to create the world, had to come down into the level of Torah, Chochmah, into the level of Sfiris, worlds. So he looked into worlds, he looked into Torah, looked into Chochmah, and then he created the world. So that's why Torah is called the Adam, as far as Hashem goes.
But you said Adam is Chochmah, always?
Well, in this case, Chochmah is Adam, because that's the level that the neshama reveals itself, or Elokus reveals itself in the world.
And Adam reveals itself to the world.
What?
I'm failing to see why Chochmah is revelation. Adam is revelation?
Adam is the reason why Chochmah is called Adam, because that's the first, initial, primary, fundamental chayis of the person is in Chochmah. Wow. If that's the life of the person, the core life of the person in the brain, so therefore that's called Adam. So therefore, Torah, which is Chochmah of Hashem, is called Adam.
Which one was created first?
What?
The Adam or the Torah?
If Torah is Adam, it's the same thing. But there's a level of Torah which is higher than world. And then there's a level of Torah that deals with world. When you say Torah was the Medrash's expression, Torah was the blueprints of the world.
Right.
It's the same thing. Zaya says, "Istakel beraisabara." It's the same thing. A contractor, looks into the blueprints and then builds the house. Hashem looked into Torah, built the world. I mean, it's the same exact one. Kabbalah expression, one is Medrash expression. But so that's the way Torah already is involved with the world. The way Torah comes, Chochmas Yishol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's a level of Torah, one second, that the Torah says that Teda Shashui Amelech Batzmusi, an expression in Medrash that says, Teda is Hashem's toy that he plays with every day. Now again, he doesn't sit on the floor and play with his whatever, puts a battery in. And what it means is, there's a level of Teda which is Chochmah. Okay? That's Istako Bereisa Bar Alma. Or it says in Targum Bereshis B'chuchmasa, one of the Targums said B'chuchmasa. But then you have a level of Teda which is higher than Chochmah. That's a level of Tainug, Kesed, which is enjoying. That's the concept when you say Teda is the toy of Hashem. It means there's a level of Teda higher than Chochmah. There's a level of Teda which is higher than any connection to world. What?
Did we learn that it says in Torah that Hashem consort with the Neshama of the Yidin?
Yeah, so that's the second thing. So that's the second aspect. Medrash says seven things, then Medrash boils it down to two. That there's two things before the world. Teda, because it says, Istako Bereisa Bar Alma. Hashem looked into Teda and created the world. So obviously, Teda is first. And it says, B'mi nimloch b'nishmasem shel tzaddikim. The Medrash says, who did God decide to create the world? But simply, without any learning in a childish way, God had a board meeting of neshamas, and they decided together, okay, let's make a world. Which is obviously ridiculous. But anyway, the bottom line is, if God discussed with neshamas that there should be a world or not, so obviously neshamas were there too. But then you have two aspects, neshama and teda, which one is higher? So then the Medrash continues that teda and neshamas are even greater than teda. Therefore, because teda says, speak to the Jews. Da'abel b'nei Yisrael. Now, if Torah says speak to the Jews, obviously the Jews are there already. You can't speak to something that's not there yet. So Torah says speak to the Jews, which means it's a physical concept, but it's spiritual. That there's a level of neshamas even above Torah. So like we learned a million times, when the neshama is down here, because it's in the body, Torah is higher. Therefore, down here, the neshama needs Teda to connect themselves to Hashem. But in the spiritual realms, the neshama is greater than Teda.
How much Baruch Hu looked into Torah and built the whole world, it seems like the level of Torah is extremely higher than don't eat chazir, dealing with swindlers and it's way, way, way higher.
But Dafka, because it's way, way higher, can it come way, way lower to talk about thieves and swindlers and low lives and all that? That's the greatness of Teda. Well, the Alter Rebbe says in Parakeh, it comes down from the Malkum Kvaydei, and it comes all the way down, 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 down. That's why Teda is likened to water. Water comes all the way up and comes all the way down. And it's the same water. Which means Teda comes from a lofty place. But Dafka, because Teda comes from a lofty place, could it come down to a place of liars and swindlers and thieves and all that?
All the stars and Hashem created that from beginning to end.
Right.
And then now one little...
One drop of water. Yeah. But that's all one word of Hashem. Like we learned. Okay. But the Alter Rebbe is explaining why is Teda called Adam and the names of Hashem, because the name of a person is nothing about the essence of the person. It's the way he identifies with world. Teda, which is Chochmah of Hashem, that aspect of Teda, Chochmah, with the way Teda comes into Chochmah, that's the way Hashem associates with world. Right? Bereshis, why did Hashem create the world by 10 utterances? Basar and Maimaris, because there's 10 spheres. Hashem created with Chochmah and Bina and Das and Chesed and Gun. That's why you have 10 spheres. I mean, no. There's 10 utterances because there are 10 spheres. Now, there's a difference. It has to do with 10. All the tens are interconnected to the 10 levels, to the 10 spheres.